Welcome to Panthers.com and welcome live to Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia, South Carolina, home of the South Carolina Gamecocks. Greg Brannon, Max Henson, Mike Kraft, the Gamecocks just wrapping up their pro day. Guys, big-time program, big-time pro day, a lot of great athletes. But I'd like to start with a guy who really wasn't expected to do anything today, did a little bit, but that little bit really spoke volumes, and that's running back Marcus Lattimore, of course, who's recovering from just a horrific knee injury during the season. Yep. And Max, some impressive stuff inside by Lattimore.
Yeah, quite a scene. You get a chance to be in there, and it was a special moment because of we all know what Marcus Lattimore has gone through to get to this point. Let alone trying to get back into the football field. So very emotional scene there, and it was something that's. Scouts and team officials were made aware of. They were told that Marcus Lattimore was going to be doing something here today. He was going to try to show where he had progressed as far as his rehabilitation. And, I mean, what he showed was just incredible to watch, him going through some footwork drills. And I know we were all kind of stunned watching it.
Oh, stunned indeed. And, GB, I know there was advance warning that he was going to work out, but nobody was prepared for the emotion in that room, especially many of us in this area and nationwide who've seen that injury before. Nobody thought they'd be standing here today and watching a young man put on a weighted vest, kettlebells, this was just one of the drills,
yep.
And on one knee, you know, doing exercises, mm-hmm. jumping up on a box. And we'll definitely have some of this on Panthers.com later and also hear from him because it was a special, special day. And, GB, you and I have been in this business so long. Never before have I openly rooted for a young man to make it in the NFL more than this young man right here today.
Well, it's hard not to root for him. You talk to his teammates. I was talking to a young man who's actually from Rock Hill, Landon Ard, who's a kicker, and he said, you know, you're not going to find a greater guy than Marcus Lattimore. And not just to go through the one knee injury, this is his second one.
Yeah.
And many thought after this injury that maybe he was done, period. And to see him out here, so I would certainly agree. Well, guys, that's the emotional story from today. Let's talk about some of these other guys. And, Mike, you've dropped this word a couple times today, explosive. And you now can very much appreciate why the Gamecocks' SEC defenses are explosive based on what we saw out here.
Oh, yeah. And when you come to a pro day like this and you want to watch the explosive events, we started off this morning watching the broad jump right off the bat, 9 feet, 9 feet. This is, of course, our unofficial measurement. Don't get that wrong.
And it's not us jumping 9 feet.
And then a 10-foot broad jump.
Yeah.
And right away, you know that these athletes are highly trained, highly explosive, and that translates directly into what you see right out here on this field.
Matt, let's talk specific guys. Some guys maybe that caught your eye.
Well, you talk about explosive. DJ Swearinger comes to mind. Safety product. And Mike, I already love him. I mean, this guy, he's just a playmaker at that position. Talked to us today after the pro day workout and talked about his ability to play free safety, strong safety, nickel corner, versatile guy. And he'll hit you. I mean, that guy, I mean, it says right here in the press release, one of the team's biggest hitters. I think he's the team's biggest hitter, especially at his size. And it's impressive to see him out here, obviously an impressive athlete, and we'll see what he can do at the next level.
I know you like him.
I laugh because this guy's not just a hard hitter, not just a hard-nosed football player. He is a showman. And I officially changed his nickname, and you can hear it here, right here on Panthers.com.
Right here first.
He is now known as DJ Swagger.
Swagger.
And he seemed
that.
To like that nickname.
I'm sure he did.
And the thing about it, he's holding court over here with the media. And a good football player, but he really enjoys the whole process, and that was obvious today.
I'll say this about DJ, too. He mentioned how Marcus Lattimore's presence here was a big boost for him and everybody else that worked out, and obviously Marcus even said it as well. DJ's the kind of the guy who gets everyone hyped up, so a little reciprocated there as well.
And I was going to say, Ace Sanders, another guy who's got a little swagger, just wrapping up, showing his skills, you know, catching punts and returning punts. All right, so we talked about Swearinger. Who else kind of caught your eye?
Devin Taylor, 6'7", 6'8", whatever it is,
hard not to notice him.
Yeah, the guy is just gigantic and is quite an athlete. See him doing some of these running drills and just the footwork and the speed. You talk about coming off the edge as a pass rusher. The NFL nowadays, you're seeing guys this big, and he looks kind of like that prototypical long, just freakish almost, how lengthy he is, and tough for any offensive lineman you'd have to think with him screaming off the edge.
You touched on Ace Sanders.
Yeah.
And explosive, and it's amazing when you look at this draft. There are going to be a lot of guys considered undersized,
mm-hmm.
but what they bring to the table. I hear again, explosiveness.
Right.
And when he was out here running routes today for the scouts, and he was very efficient, and he has that type of ability to go after the ball in the air and adjust. And we've seen what he did right here on this field as far as a punt return. Now, another guy under the radar, Justice Cunningham. Now, I talked to a lot of the coaches here. He's a tight end, 6'4", from Pageland, right down the road. And what they talked about is what will go under the radar with Cunningham is his blocking ability. Hmm. And he's a good pass catcher, runs good routes. He had a good pro day today. Mm-hmm. But what they talk about is if you go back and look at the film, look at how this guy blocks. And you know, tight ends in this day and age, blocking is a high premium.
Absolutely. Well, and before we wrap things up here at the Gamecock Pro Day, appreciate you joining us live here on Pandas.com. I want to give a shout-out to some of the local guys. Devontae Holloman, who's a linebacker. Now, Devontae played his senior year at South Point High School in York County, but also played earlier in his high school career at Independence in Charlotte. And here's a guy who's trying to make it as a linebacker, and he's impressive as an athlete.
Versatile is the term I would use for him. And think about it. He started out as a safety. He's a good-sized young man. So he started out at safety, played in space, and they moved him to a position called spur. And what that is in a 4-2-5 defense is he's the adjuster. He will go to the multiple receiver side and help in coverage and also can play in the run. In this day and age of the spread offense, a guy like that has to be very valuable.
Yeah. Well, let me stay on the Rock Hill theme real quick before we do wrap things up. We always see guys who come back to watch, guys who are in the pros. We saw Travell Wharton today, former Panthers offensive lineman. We saw Captain Munderland, who's back for another year with the Panthers. But another guy from Rock Hill, Stephon Gilmore, who was on this field last year for the Gamecock Pro Day, drafted by the Buffalo Bills. Steph was out here. Again, he's from Rock Hill. And then a guy who will be out here next year, Jadeveon Clowney. And it's hard to miss JD when he walks through. So that's the shout-out to the Rock Hill contingent in York County.
Well, you didn't know. I have Clowney in the back of our van. Get that draft stuff.
We're going to do a little personal delivery.
Is that tampering?
That's tampering. Okay,
something.
We'll leave him here.
Yeah, though. Guys, final thoughts then as we wrap up not only the Gamecock Pro Day, but our Pro Day journey. It's taken us 3 weeks, 6 different stops across the Carolinas.
Just awesome. And I tell you, one thing you find out is that it is so, so hard to make it to the next level. And these guys compete on the field during the season. And then in these Pro Days and Combine, they compete against each other. And everybody is trying to stick their head above the crowd, get noticed, catch the eye of a scout. But it's such a tough business. And I just say to any young man out there trying to make it in the NFL, don't wait. Get it done. If you're a freshman in high school, start working.
Yeah.
If you're a freshman in college, whatever, start working now because, you know, I always say you don't go pro on the day you get drafted. You go pro many years before that.
Those words brought to you by Coach Kraft. Max, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, just going from App State here to South Carolina, I mean, you just get an appreciation, like Mike said, for just how many kids and prospects are out there trying to make their mark. And it's to me, you know, you look out in this field and we're starting to see the same scouts over and over. You think about their journey and just how intensive and long the process really is. And it's the NFL. I mean, it's just to make it to this level, it's every little detail, every player, you're going to try to find out everything you can. And certainly we got a little bit of a taste of it. Certainly you guys did on this long Pro Day tour.
Well, and we are now inside the one-month mark with the draft looming in late April. And as the Pro Days wrap up for the scouts, for the coaches, they'll start doing those individual workouts. And then they will lock the doors of Bank of America Stadium. Dave Gettleman, Ron Rivera, Don Gregory, all the guys will start pouring over the notes, the tape. Mm-hmm. And then it's game day. And it's a big game day come April. And Mike, I know it's always interesting having been out on the road to watch this, to see then how it plays out on draft day.
Oh, yeah. You talked about some of the guys we saw here last year. They were going through the process, and now you see them, they're pros, and many of them on their way to having a big-time career.
Well, we appreciate you joining us on this Pro Day journey, and like we just said, this is just one part of it that stopped. We'll continue with the position reviews with Max and Brian Strickland and Mike Kraft. And then when we come up to draft day, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to actually be live on the Internet for about 5 hours over draft weekend. It'll be a lot of fun. Again, thanks for being with us. We're going to go see if we can chase a couple more guys down. We'll have more on Gamecock Pro Day later right here on Panthers.com.